Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the scripture verse by verse. Just feel prompted right now to acknowledge those who are listening who are just in the battle throes of depression and have been having suicidal ideation. And I just want to say to you that your life really does matter on this earth, and you would leave a gaping hole if you left. And so please get some help, and please reach out to somebody, and please make a decision for life today, because your life is worth living and you are definitely worth being loved. And I'm so grateful that you're here on this earth. I'm so grateful that God created you in the specific way that he did, to fill specific niches and to love specific people. Your life has left an indelible mark. So please keep on taking the next right step. All right, today I'm going to be starting in chapter 16, Proverbs 16, 1 through 16 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the motives. Commit your deeds to Yahweh, and your plans shall succeed. Yahweh has made everything for its own end, yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to Yahweh. They shall certainly not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is atoned for. By the fear of Yahweh, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please Yahweh, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. A man's heart plans his course, but Yahweh directs his steps. Inspired judgments are on the lips of the king. He shall not betray his mouth. Honest balances and scales are Yahweh's. All the weights in the bag are his work. It is an abomination for kings to do wrong, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings. They value one who speaks the truth. The king's wrath is a messenger of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's face is life. His favor is like a cloud of the spring rain. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold. Yes, to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we want to have righteous lips. We want to be people who speak the truth in love. And so, Lord, we ask you right now to examine our hearts and to show us whether we have fudged the truth or we have told those what we call little white lies, but really are just lies. And so, Lord, search us. Help us to tell the truth, even when it's difficult, and to speak that truth with a loving attitude, because, Lord, no one likes to be lambasted with truth. It's very hard to hear truth, and it's very sweet to hear it with love as the intention behind it. And so help us to live in that way today. Thank you that we might have plans, but you are the one who establishes our steps. And you are the one also who weighs our motives. Lord, I can't know that. You know me much better than I know myself. And so I just lay myself bare before you and ask you to search my heart afresh. Lord, because only you know what's going on the inward parts. You know what's going on way down deep in my heart. And I know there's also a lot of injury there. And so I pray for my friend today who's been hammered by life, who's walked through lots of trauma and difficult circumstances, or people have done them wrong. And they're hurting today. And they're wondering, should I ever trust another human being again? And they're turning their back on community because it's too risky, too hard. They've been burned too many times before. Lord, would you just heal that wound? And I know that it's not going to heal instantly at the sound of my voice. It's not some sort of magic trick, but I do pray for the beginning of the healing journey. And Lord, I pray that you would send some safe people into my friend's life who will carry their burdens and love them well. I love chapter or verse 3. It says, commit your deeds to Yahweh and your plans shall succeed. So right now we take a moment to commit the tasks on our to-do list today, to commit our year to you, and to say, Lord, we don't know what you have for us, but we trust that you will help us walk in the paths of righteousness. You will help us to do the right thing. You will help us to walk away from sin. You will help us to embrace the relationships that you have for us. You will help us to forgive. You will help us to let go of the past. You will help us to find joy in deeply difficult circumstances. And so, Lord, you are our King. You are our Lord. We love you so much. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by another podcast. It's called the Gather Moms Podcast, and you can listen to it everywhere podcasts are. But you can also find out more at gathermoms.com, and they have a lot of really cool free resources there. But something that will help you right now at the beginning of the year is their Family Values Workbook. This is for their new groups that are starting in January, but you can also do it on your own. They have some mom groups from all over the world. And so they have a little finder there on the website. If you would like to get together, if you're a mom, obviously, if you'd like to get together with a group of other safe moms, a real safe place where you're going to work on being intentional in your home and make your days and your years matter, go ahead to gathermoms.com. And again, that Family Values Workbook, you can get on Amazon, but here's a pretty link for it, gathermoms.com/Family Values. Now, their podcasts are encouraging. It's real moms. They say the things that moms think but don't say out loud. And Rebecca and Kate just have a great bantering about them. And they also have a guest every month. So you can expect it every week. So this is nice for moms. You know that you can get that encouragement every single week and be encouraged by gospel truth. So thank you, Gather Moms, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And I just know that your podcast is going to be a blessing to many.